The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USAprepares.com. Linda May's with us. Linda, maybe we ought to just get right into the Chinook Air Force Base in Illinois. You were involved in, investigating what's going on there in the water supply. You want to share that with us?
Yes. A little background. I was a health inspector in an adjoining county that was Chanute in Champaign County. My relationship to the county is my great-great-grandfather was the first white man. He was an Indian guide to enter the county back in 1828 and found the county. So I have a long relationship with the county and its environmental issues. And the investigation showed that Chanute Air Force Base was investigated by the CDC and was a Superfund site. Chanute was found three times worse than Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, for water pollution for Agent Orange and TCE in the water supply. The unique thing about Chanute is we don't have any rivers or streams. We sit on an aquifer. It's called the Mohammed Aquifer that feeds 750,000 people, and it is our sole source of water for the entire area. And Chanute's water supply was contaminated with Agent Orange. And the unique part about this is in the investigation, we got documentation. The documentation is on U.S. Air Force, the Department of Air Force letterhead signed by a colonel. And it states very clearly that from 1961 through 1993, and this memo has been well documented, came from the U.S. government, that specifically in the wells on the base, which are covered by grass and, in this case, dandelions, that yearly they put seven tons of Agent Orange and three tons of Agent Blue periodically to kill the dandelions, which drain directly into the well that fed the base water supply, which was the Mohammed Aquifer. And the investigation was started because the number of children who live on the base or near the base in the city of Rantoul, the reporter was sent out to do a human interest story because all these children are under the age of 10, have rare childhood cancers. And those people living on the abandoned base, and most recently a 19-year-old with rare kidney cancer, and those people are dying or die. The other unique thing, and most people don't know about, in addition to it being air training command where everybody that went to Vietnam, air equipment and that type of thing went through there, a lot of your National Weather Service, or the National Weather Service school, was at Chanute. And, in fact, I know the National Weather Service people who had rare kidney cancers and have died in the last 4 months. They got their training and were at Chanute Air Force Base. So it's a huge problem and has well documented the fact that, you know, Chanute was ruled three times worse than Camp Lejeune. And it was published again last Thursday with all of the documentation in the U.S. government memos.
And, class, there's a couple-minute video on the post. I put it on page one of USAprepares.com. and you'll get a chance to see Linda May in the video. So, Linda, if I remember correctly, there was denial about the about toxins being used at Chinook Air Force Base. And then, I guess they were used, right? Didn't the government deny it?
What's unique about this, and it goes back to it, is the government denied that Agent Orange was used anywhere inside the continental United States. Many of you may be familiar, and this is to give a little background to it, with a television show called Hill Street Blues.
Yes.
A man named Michael, hang on a minute, I have his name, Michael Glazer, who is the producer-director of Hill Street Blues, was stationed initially at Chinook Air Force Base back in the early 60s. Michael was one of the first documented people to spray Agent Orange in these very places. He developed the rare kidney cancer. He came back to Chinook. He walked the area in the last 2 years, pointed specifically to where it was dumped, stored, sprayed. He got disability benefits from the U.S. government, VA, for Agent Orange exposure within the United States, specifically at Chinook Air Force Base. This became very important because it proved that it was used inside the continental United States. The memo was signed by a colonel on Air Force letterhead. So they could no longer deny that Agent Orange and Agent Blue were used in the continental U.S., and therefore military service personnel and dependents who had these rare cancers could now receive benefits. So this investigation, which was almost a year in obtaining of documents and the interviews, proved a great deal within the United States and was significant because it showed where all the other bases had also exposures, but Chinook opened up the web.
Who was responsible for developing Agent Orange? Do we know that?
Yes, it was developed by Monsanto in St. Louis as part of the Vietnam War and Admiral Zumwalt, you know, and so they sold it to the military for a defoliant in Vietnam, but they also used it in the United States at every military base where they had weeds or other problems. In this case, it was used to kill dandelions, not only directly over the wells, but on the playground and the golf course. So nice green golf course, playground with no dandelions equals kidney cancers and dying people. Even today, the people who have moved to this community and drinking the water have developed these rare cancers.
You know, here at the farm, we have a saying, you know, within our farm, if it's green and the cows eat it, it's not a weed. What's the big problem with dandelions? You know, why was it worth the risk? Did we not know what the risks were back then?
I can't really specifically say. Dandelions are endemic to Illinois. I've grown up with them. They go there, but back then, who's to say what the philosophy was for the particular people that were told Mr. Glazer to go out and pour Agent Orange and Agent Blue on the dandelions, which were growing on the grass directly above the wells to the water supply, which are now the water supply to the entire village of Rantoul, which has serious issues.
Linda, there's a place in Jackson, New Jersey. It's called the Legler Section. And many years ago, there was a quarry, and it was a pit that was excavated for gravel, maybe some sand. And once the sand and gravel were sold, there was this pit. And the township decided to use this area, since it was already scooped out, to bury trash. And I know that tanker trucks would come in there and unload whatever liquid was in them. And the water table was very, very high. And the ground was very sandy. So whatever liquids would be released from these tanker trucks would go right into the ground. And the groundwater was contaminated, and many of the residents had all kinds of cancers. And the solution was that these water buffaloes would be brought in and dropped off with potable water at different locations within the village. And ultimately, they had to put in a municipal water system for all those people who had wells that became contaminated through the pollution that was released from whoever deposited whatever chemicals into the ground in these pits. It's really sad. It's really sad because it takes millions of years to get good, clean water in the ground in these aquifers, and it doesn't take long to pollute them. And it's expensive to treat it. And you know, you have to wonder what people are thinking when they release these, 10,000 gallon tanks of whatever these chemicals are, whatever this waste product is, right into the ground. It makes no sense at all. And we don't spray any of those herbicides on our farm. None. And yeah, we have weeds. But and our fence line doesn't look as pretty as everyone else who sprays their fence lines with herbicides. You know, they have these barbed wire fences or high tensile electric fences, and many of the farms around here don't have weeds growing under them because they spray them. But we don't do that. We just cut the weeds down, you know, as we can. I'm very concerned about it. So, Linda, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about the toxins that at this Air Force Base, Chanute Air Force Base in Illinois?
I think the issue is it not only affected the city water supply, all of the water supply for the entire region, Champaign County, comes from the one aquifer. Again, it feeds 700,000 plus people.
And the result is cancer and death, right?
Yes, and it's spread throughout. It's been tested and found in the aquifer.
The same, and the same government said no, everything's okay. And then, actually it is there. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Linda Mays with us. Linda, you know, I was thinking about my childhood. I had some friends who lived on a Navy base. I have, in high school, I had some friends who lived on an Army base. And I'd go over there and we'd play. Do you think it's possible that I was exposed to some of these toxins that we're discussing?
It was used on every military base, be it U.S., Guam, Korea, Vietnam. The U.S. government used it on every base as a herbicide, pesticide to control weeds and flight lines. And, in fact, chemicals like TCE and diesel fuel. Diesel fuel on military bases was a 50-50 mix of Agent Orange and diesel fuel in it. I don't understand the making behind it, but in looking at the material safety data sheet, we discovered that diesel fuel was a 50-50 mix of Agent Orange and diesel fuel.
So, do I have this right that you're saying that Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine bases have all used these defoliants, Agent Orange?
They're on every military base in Canada and the U.S. and Guam, Japan. All of the military bases use them, and in fact, the equipment, when it came back to the U.S. after it was in Vietnam, was contaminated, and those planes flew to every military base in the U.S., and they didn't decontaminate those planes, so people who used them later bought those planes and rode in them were exposed to the toxins, and we do have people who were in the military and bought those planes, particularly C-123s, who proved that they were contaminated with Agent Orange and developed cancers and have been given benefits by the VA for it.
talk about where the firefighters are trained.
Okay. All of the military firefighters, and especially those who fight on aircraft carriers, were trained at Chanute Air Force Base. It was known for its firefighting school. Along with the weather forecasters, Chanute was also a training base for jet engines and ICBM missiles. So it was a major training center, and in addition to U.S. forces of various services, they brought a lot of soldiers over from Vietnam to train them in U.S. things. So Chanute had a wide range of people from various specialties being trained and sent out, and all of those people were exposed to Agent Orange at Chanute before they ever went to their base in Japan or Vietnam. And one of the side notes is many people are looking to other bases or proof that they were in Vietnam, even though they didn't have boots on the ground, when in fact, when the Chanute story broke, it literally proved their first exposure to Agent Orange, because they were there for maybe 6, 12, you know, 18 weeks or whatever for their training. Their exposure to Agent Orange was originally at Chanute Air Force Base. And then they went on to get their second dose maybe in Vietnam or Guam or Japan. So it was a huge story to break that they had proof that they got their exposure first in the United States.
Linda, I always thought it'd be really fun to buy a missile silo, you know, out in the Midwest, and wouldn't it be fun to live in a missile silo? But my concern was all the chemicals that were used in the rocket fuel and other chemicals used in and around that missile silo. Would you? So I didn't pursue that. Do you think that was wise, not pursuing living in a missile silo?
I don't think you'd want to go live there with all those chemicals and the rocket fuel and the TCE, you know, and the Agent Orange and the diesel fuel and the chemicals that were used around the site to keep it clear of feeds and that kind of thing. Missile site would not be the place to go live.
Linda May, do you think that the military in general is careful with the toxins that they handle, or are they less than careful? Or is that something you'd not like to comment on?
Oh, I will comment on it. I just need a little bit more than time to do that right. When we come back, I'll be happy to talk about it.
Okay. So the question is the military careful with handling these chemicals, or less than careful? We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Linda Mason, Linda, our... Is the military careful with its use of these chemicals, or are they less than careful?
You have to preface this with the beginning of Agent Orange misuse was done in the 60s, and Monsanto held the patent for that, and they didn't give the information out. And Elmo Zumwalt, who signed off on the use of Agent Orange at all military bases in Vietnam, had no knowledge originally of the power of what he did. Even though he later talked about it, there's a document called the Zumwalt Report. What's important to know is the original work on Agent Orange, there's a report from Fort Detrick, Maryland, and I can give you a link to it later. And the main component of Agent Orange is a substance called trichocine mycotoxin. It's a neurotoxin. It's extremely dangerous. It's used as a biological weapon. But at the time it became used as a pesticide and a herbicide, even by farmers, nobody knew the extent of damage it would do. The work at Fort Detrick at the time was classified, and that is now declassified. But it is the component of trichocine, which is the neurotoxin, which does all the cancers and the damage, and which has gone down through the generations today. So it, at the time, they didn't know it. Nobody told the truth, and they hid it. But then in the 70s, we developed the EPA, and I was involved back when we started writing those regulations. Then we discovered what was going on, and we took regulatory action to control how and where and what you would do to dispose of these chemicals. But up until that time, the military, I think, in its ignorance, did not have a clue to the nature and extent of what they were dealing with and the biological weapons that, you know, because many of the materials and the research was classified. The long answer to a short question.
I posted on USAPrepares.com page one an article about babies in Vietnam, and so for it's DailyMail.com. So for four decades after Agent Orange, it shows these pictures of babies now being born with very, very serious defects, and these defects can kill them. I'm looking at a picture of a baby with, it looks like somebody took a purple magic marker and put dots and painted this baby's very, very deformed, very, very large, misshapen head with purple, and the baby's arms, and it's just horrible. And these babies are in excruciating pain, and the pain is so great that they have to tie some of their hands so that they won't injure themselves. I'm talking about, here's a baby with his head wider than his chest. Very, very deformed. And class, if you decide you want to look at this post, the link is on page one of USA Prepares. It's about babies born 40 years later after Agent Orange. I have no longer alive, had a former friend. Mike Parsons and I were in the vehicle with him, and several months ago, riding around this area of the Ozarks, and I asked him about his fence, and his fence line was just magnificent. No weeds were growing under it, and he said, "I said, well, how do you do that?" And you know, I was asking a question I knew the answer to. He said, "I spray it." So, well, how do you spray it? And he said, "Well, I get on the four wheeler and I have this tank, and I just, you know, drive along the fence line and spray below the first wire on the fence, and it kills all the weeds." And I said, does that chemical, that herbicide that you use, ever get on you? He goes, "Well, yeah, you can't help it. The wind blows." And I said, "Did you wear a respirator?" He said, "No, I can't breathe with those." He's got a beautiful fence line. He's now dead. Very, very sad. And I think he didn't realize. He didn't draw the connection between this spray was absolutely deadly to the weeds growing under his fence and the possibility that it could kill him. Now my question is, how is it possible that we can't see that connection? How is it possible?
The thing is, we have seen it because we have many Vietnam veterans who came back and had either stillborn or their children were born with spinal bifida and other things. And the U.S. government, the VA, has granted benefits to those children because of their direct result of being harmed by Agent Orange by their father's exposure. We have seen it in great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. I can tell you, I met with Admiral Zumwalt's family. I know them. And ironically, he and his brothers chose to serve in Vietnam because he was, you know, head of Navy, and they didn't want to, you know, give the impression they were favor. And each of those family members had children who had serious effects from Agent Orange. They were all exposed. Those children will never have children. Admiral Zumwalt paid the ultimate price. His son died from the effects of Agent Orange, who he assigned in Vietnam to a riverboat. And the grandchildren will not have great-grandchildren. He paid the ultimate price. And when he testified to Congress in a special report, he spoke about that and said, had I known, I might have made different choices. But he did pay the ultimate price, and he spoke to Congress about it in a special report called the Zumwalt Report, and I can send you a link to that, and you can post it. So, we have seen it in the U.S., hydrocephalus, spinal bifida. It has slowed down through the various generations of men who served on boats in Vietnam and on the ground troops who were sprayed while they were serving there. So it's, and Fort Detrick, Maryland did the research for that, and it's entitled Chapter 34, and I'm going to spell this for your listeners to make it easier, and then you can give them a link. It's T-R-I-C-H-O-T-H-E-C-E-N-E, mycotoxin, and that is the technical name of the neurotoxin that is an Agent Orange. But it is also the technical name for black mold, because black mold is what we use to make Agent Orange. It is a fungus. And that very substance that grows on corn, which is how they developed Agent Orange, and they call it corn mold, and it's a fungus, is literally what Monsanto used, and they developed it at the University of Illinois and the University of Chicago to make Agent Orange. And Agent Blue, Agent Pink, and all of those substances. So it came out of the development from the university, and it was funded through part of the Manhattan Project out of World War II and biological and chemical weapons, if that gives you an insight in how far back this goes.
I'm looking at some of the results of Agent Orange and the mutations. I'm looking at a nurse or a caregiver to birth defects. This nurse is caring for this baby. I don't even know whether it would be one baby or two. There's a head at each end. There's a chest connected to the head. It looks like there's a flipper instead of a leg on one side. These are I guess two people joined at the waist.
They're a result of alterations in the DNA from the neurotoxin, and we saw this a lot more so in Vietnam because they're so polluted. But we saw it in Vietnam veterans, and a lot of times the infants didn't live very long. There are numerous defects from it, and it's carried down generations. So it may not show up in the Vietnam vet child, but his grandchild will be born with defects. And the work at Fort Detrick proved this out through this exposure. And that's why GMOs and, are something to be looked at, because you spray this stuff on, you get it in your food, you ingest it, it changes your DNA, and you end up with birth defects.
I'm looking at another baby in a jar. I guess these are pickled for
medical
austerity.
Specimens.
Yeah, medical specimens. And here's a baby with his head larger than his shoulders. Next to that, there's a jar with a baby. It looks like he's almost sitting in the lotus position. He has, looks like it could be two legs, two arms, a chest, and then his head has two faces. Two faces, two mouths, two noses, four eyes. So it's like taking two heads and putting them together as one. These are absolutely horrific birth defects. Another poor child is, I won't say sitting, but he's placed on a mat, and he has, he's got shoulders, but he doesn't have arms. He's got maybe an arm that's 4 inches long, but no hands. It's like, it's almost like it's been amputated. And his feet come out of his hips. So he might have hips and then feet coming out.
There are villages in Vietnam where literally children are placed in these villages that have those defects in it. It's a lot in Vietnam because the water is so polluted because it was dumped so much. So you'll see it quite frequently in Vietnam.
Class, I'll post this these images so you get a chance to see what I'm talking about. But be forewarned, it is very, very disturbing. And if this is not a reason to stop this nonsense, I don't know what is. Linda May, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's Linda Mays with us. Linda, you know, as we look at and we look at all the damage that the military has done, the governments have done to our children who are students in their training camps, elementary training camps, middle school training camps, high school training camps, and so forth. What is the takeaway? How do we protect ourselves from this?
I think what you have to do is, first and foremost, be concerned about your environment. What are you doing or exposing yourself to? And when you visit a doctor, instead of them saying, well, here's a prescription for an antibiotic or whatever, a doctor should be saying, what environment have you been exposed to? In the case of a school illness or mold, you know, you should be saying, you know, are you in a school where there's been flooding or damage, say in New Jersey where we're having floods, or Texas? Look at your environment around you and look at what you're doing and what you're exposing yourself to. 9 times out of 10, a health issue is related to what you've been exposed to in your environment or what you've ingested, or where you've worked, or, you know, maybe someone in your family was exposed to. And a good example of that is the young lady I ran into in St. Louis who ironically read the article in D.C. Bureau about Shoot. And she came walking up to me and she said, I lived on the street. And I went, what do you mean, Shoot Street? I thought she was out of St. Louis. I said, oh, really? She said, no, I lived on Shoot Street in Rantoul. And she said, I have breast cancer, and I went, and she was like 30-something, and I went, really? And she said, my dad was in charge of the fuel dump. We had been looking for this person for 9 months, and she said, my dad can't figure out, because I'm so healthy and GMO conscious, why I've got all these strange illnesses. Turned out she played on the playground where the dandelions were, where they dumped the Agent Orange, from the age of 7 until she was 10. She went back to her doctor, and that knowledge, he was able to do some treatment, and she's still alive today because of knowledge. The father, who was in charge of the fuel dump, had no idea that the base he had been at and the street his child lived on, the playground, she had an exposure. But it does go through the father to the child, to maybe the playground or the school they lived on base. So it does spread the news needs to go far and wide so that people are aware of what they were exposed to and where they were exposed to it at.
Linda, whenever I bought a property, I was a real estate investor for a while, and when I learned that you can tell the age of a house sometimes by lifting up the toilet lid in the toilet tank, because typically most people don't replace their toilets, and the toilet tanks are stamped with the date of manufacture, which is probably within a year or so of the installation of that toilet in the new building. Well, over the years, I've seen these toilet tanks that have brown goo in them, black goo in them, and I've seen some that are pristine. And the difference, I believe, is because of the amount of chlorine that is in the water that kills a lot of the biologicals that travel in the water. Is there something that we can learn from that, looking in our own toilet tank, Linda?
Probably is chlorine does not kill fungus. Only vinegar does. So chlorine doesn't kill fungus. Chlorine is another chemical that you have to be aware of. I would say look at the quality of the water. If there's stains on your sinks or in your toilets, think about it. Are you ingesting those same stains? Those stains have...
I'm sorry, I missed what you said last.
Are you indicating that there are chemicals in your water that you won't want to ingest?
Okay. Class, we've been talking about mold, black mold, toxins, water pollution, intentional spraying of herbicides on ground where our children play. I guess what we have to do is pay attention to what's happening all around us. Linda May, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.